Main Menu. Hello and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week, we conclude our pre-recorded CSUN 2008 interviews conducted by Marlena Lieberg. We hear from Levelstar, iTex, Bookshare.org, and Ultracane. Please feel free to stay in touch with us on the Main Menu production team. You may do so by sending an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. Finally, don't forget about the Main Menu Friends email list. You may subscribe to that by sending a blank message to main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Enjoy this 1 hour Main Menu, and we will see you next week here on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg, and I'm standing in the exhibit hall at the CSUN 2008 conference, and I am at the Levelstar booth. We're going to talk to Mr. Levelstar himself. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marlena.
How are you?
I'm tired, but I'm good.
Well, good. Good, good, good. Well, you know, there's been quite a bit of buzz among Icon owners about when are we going to have our next release and what is it going to be? So, Mark, when are we going to have our next release and what is it going to be? I wonder why.
We're actually really excited about this release that's coming up. We've got, it's been a while in coming, but we think it's going to be a really good release. The target release date right now is March 24th, which is a week from this coming Monday. But the major new features, in a nutshell, are NLS Talking Book support. So those of you who are using the NLS Digital Talking Book Pilot Program, or who want to be, you'll be able to play those books on your iPod or Braille Plus. The second new feature is support for Audible.com books and content, which has been long awaited. And the third major thing, I guess, would be the addition of file sharing support so that you can both share files on your iPhone or Braille Plus with your Windows PCs over the network, and vice versa, you can access content that's on your Windows PCs via your iPhone or Braille Plus.
Now, when this fabulous release comes out, how will users get it? What are we going to have to do?
The release, you'll get the release the same way you did, you've previously gotten releases, which is via the internet, via your Wi-Fi connection. So you simply say, check for software updates, and the system will tell you that it's available, and you'll just say, I want it, and it will download and install the update. It's relatively simple and relatively painless. And that's also the way that the activation for the NLS Talking Books will be delivered. So basically what will happen is you'll sign up for the Digital Talking Book Pilot if you haven't already done so. You'll say, I'm using an iPhone or I'm using a Braille Plus. And a few days later, you'll get an email saying that your activation keys are ready, and you just simply, again, go to check for software updates, and the keys will be available, and you say, I want them, and install them, and you'll be ready to go.
And what about Audible? Will our device be recognized on Audible, and what do we have to know about that?
Yes, when Audible is ready, the device will show up in the list of available devices in the Audible manager, and you'll simply put your iPod or Braille Plus into disk drive mode, and you'll treat it like you would any other device with Audible manager, so you activate it, and then you move content to it with the Audible manager. And once your device is activated, you don't have to use disk drive mode. You can copy Audible content to it, obviously via the wireless network or in any other way. It won't get support download, direct download of Audible content, but once you have Audible files, you'll be able to get them onto your unit any way you choose.
Perfect. Now, what's happening with the docking station? Is that going to happen?
So that's the other exciting news that we're announcing at the show this year, is the availability of the QWERTY docking station for for the Icon units beginning May 15th. And the package of a 20 box for Icon will sell for $19.95. The Icon itself is $13.95, and the documentations are $600. But for existing Icon owners, if you own an Icon, for a month from now, until April 15th, you can place a pre-order, call us, say, I want a docking station, and you'll get it for the low, low price of $400.
So call before the 15th,
that's
the 15th,
right.
The 15th.
Right.
Hey! Monday.
Step right up.
Well, this is fabulous, and of course, I have been very fortunate to have been one of your beta testers, and I just want to let listeners know you got something really wonderful coming. We've been working on it for a long time, and the guys at Level Star and APH, I mean, I've got an email from Mark that I can't even believe the time of the night that he's sending it. So it's been a long wait, but it's really going to be worth it. It truly will. What is in the future? You know, I'm never satisfied. So we got the release. All right, fine. What are we looking at in the future?
Never satisfied, are you?
Never.
Well, we're always trying to keep moving things forward. We're obviously working on a GPS solution. That's something that a lot of folks want. In the near term, we're working on Braille display support, so for Bluetooth displays such as those from HumanWare, the Braille from HumanWare,
sure.
We'll be able to use those with Icon, and I'm hoping to be showing it in, this summer shows. That's really, and then also we're working on the QWERTY docking station for the Braille Plus, which we hope to also be showing at the summer show.
Ah, perfect. So let me just clarify. The QWERTY docking station is for Icon.
That's correct.
For the one that we need by April 15th.
That's right.
15th.
That's right.
Well, listen, Mark, thank you so much for giving us some of your time, and I hope you've had a great show.
No, it's been fabulous.
And we certainly had an interesting users group meeting last night, and if people want to find out more about Icon, if they've been living in a cave and they don't know what it is, where would they go?
Well, thank you very much for your time and doing the interview today. I appreciate the opportunity. Level Star, you can reach us by phone at 1-800-315-2305. Again, that number is 1-800-315-2305, or on the web at www.levelstar.com. Or you can email, if you want to get to us that way, by sending email to info@levelstar.com.
All right. Well, Mark, get back to work. I want the next step next week.
All right. I'll get right on that.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
For ACB Radio at CSUN 2008, I'm Marlena Lieber. Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg from the 2008 CSUN Conference in Los Angeles, California. And it's fairly late on a Thursday afternoon, although I must say, even though I've been only looking at exhibits for really a day and cooking up with people for a couple of days, I feel like I've been running around here for a week. There's so much to see and so much to do. But one of the most impressive things I've seen thus far is something that I want to share with you. I'm sitting here with my new friend, Marco, from Italy. And Marco has a fabulous device. First of all, Marco, welcome to ACB Radio.
Thank you.
And would you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, that's horrible. It's Marco Gregnanin.
Marco Gregnanin.
That's it.
It sounds like something I should drink. I'll have a Gregnanin, please. And what is the device that you have?
The device that we have is called the C-Recognizer.
The C-Recognizer. Now, I know that my listeners are going to want the email address because what we're about to demonstrate to you is just phenomenal. So let me tell you that you want to write down info at itex, I-T-E-X, dot info. So it's info at itex dot info. Is that right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, enough of me, Marco. Why don't you talk a little bit about what does this device look like? What have we got here?
So the C-Recognizer actually is a system that is able to read text found on any object. The system is able to adjust perspective skew so we can read anything, let's say from a book to a newspaper up to pins, posters, whatever. Even displays of computer can be read with no difficulties. It's all packaged in a small UMPC, which is as big as a book, I would say, a small book, and it's really, really light. And it is a main unit, which is a real computer with Windows XP, with a hard disk, with RAM, and a keyboard, which can be plugged in, and it would look like a mini notebook computer.
Now, a UMPC, that stands for Ultra Mobile PC.
That's it.
And it's actually a mainstream device, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And depending on the option, you can have from 40 to 100 GB disk up to 2 gigs RAM, and the processor itself goes from 800 MHz up to 1.5 gigs, which means you can run everything with it. If you use it with Windows Eyes, JAWS, or whatever, you can put it and it will work.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, let me have you do a little bit of demonstration and describe what you're doing as you do it. But before we do that, I want to just emphasize to folks, Marco showed me this at lunch today, and he handed me this device, and truly I thought he was handing me a day planner book. It really is about the size of a book, and I would guess that it probably weighs about the same as a Braille note, if that much. I certainly don't think it's much over 2 pounds. And so I was first taken by the form factor of it. It's a very smooth device to touch and feel. The keyboard action on the USB keyboard is really nice, and I'm pretty picky about my keyboards. If the keyboard doesn't feel right, I don't like the device. So just kind of sharing from my perspective what it looks like. Now why don't you go ahead and describe what you're doing and what are we doing?
Okay, that's important. So we start from the first features of the software, and we've got the C-Recognizer in front of us. And what we do, we have a camera, a small camera, mm-hmm. that is as big as an iPod, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we put in front of the camera an object. So what happens, we have to align the two things together.
Mm-hmm.
We do it with the hands standing right in front of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move
mm-hmm.
to the computer, and we use the software just with two keys, with the top key. So he will tell
shoot.
Shoot, yeah. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean to shoot somebody. You have to take the pictures of the object. And then I push the space button, which tells the system to do it.
And now we've heard the camera take the picture.
Yes. Picture is coming to the computer.
And the clicking?
Means he's thinking. You can put the object as you want. He can put it right.
Sugar-free drink mixed strawberry, orange. Banana naturally and artificially flavored perfect. When you're on the go, our sugar-free drink mix has oat carbs, 0 calories and is caffeine-free. Just add to your 16.9 FLOs or 20 FLOs water bottle and enjoy. Nutrition facts, serving size,
okay,
1.5 pounds.
I'll stop it, otherwise it goes on.
You'll go on and on and on. Now, can I save this if
yes,
I want to?
That's the system. Actually, the important thing is that you can save
mm-hmm.
and import, which means you can do the picture also at a different time. You can take the camera with you, go around, shoot pictures, and then import them later.
So let me just clarify what I think I understand. I'm a blind person. I live alone, and I'm going shopping, and I want to take my pictures, but I don't want to take the whole device with me, the little book. I can take my camera and take the pictures and then play those back when I get home?
That's it. You just have to push the import button, then you select the camera, and you can have them read with no difficulties. It's important to say that whereas other OCRs have only one recognition,
mm-hmm.
our system has 9 recognition strategies, which means that if you are not satisfied with the first one,
mm-hmm.
you can push a step button,
wow.
and he's able to adjust some parameters of the
wow.
image and get you better and better and better results.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell him, you can give him hints on the shape of the object that you took a picture of.
Oh, so if I took a picture of a bottle,
yeah.
I could tell him that it's cylindrical?
Exactly. You can tell him it's a book or it's a display.
Wow.
So you've got a lot of this function around.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we prove it?
Yeah, we can prove it.
Prove it.
We'll try it out.
Okay. Why don't you show me in my hand what you're going to take a picture of, and I'll describe it. So the listeners,
we have in front of us at the moment a bottle.
A bottle, okay.
It is a bottle on which the label goes all around it.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty tricky because the point is, are we able to get the right side of the
bottle? Yeah, how do we know where to start?
So we search for a particular point of the bottle where the label starts.
Oh, like the seam?
Exactly, that's
yeah.
it. And
okay.
we put it on the back so
okay.
that we search at as a first choice, we choose the opposite side of the seam, which
okay.
would be the picture with the indication.
Okay, so we have a 50% chance
yeah,
to be right.
Yeah, and if it fails, we need to turn the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we do it by steps of 45 degrees.
Okay.
And we have to hope that we get it right. But the system will guide us. If
okay.
we are too near, too far, he will tell us move to the top, to the
okay.
right, to the left. So, I have it in front of me. I just go to the shoot button.
Space.
I push the shoot. Here we have it.
Took the picture.
The picture is coming to the computer. He is thinking. It's on the screen. Voila.
Hint. Move the camera down and left or backward.
So he didn't like it very much. What we can do now, for example, we can tell him it was a bottle. So
mm-hmm.
I just moved to the key.
Shoot. Scan. Step. Water, color, cylinder.
We go on
cylinders.
We push it. Taking some time because it's doing perspective and shape correction at the moment.
Energy owl, tropical citrus, 134 guarana in soccer. Excuse
wow.
us, Mexico, Spain, and Italy. We mean football. There isn't a more exciting moment than when the announcer screams G00000000 and yelling.
That's gold!
Go!
Awesome!
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's an energy tropical citrus
wow.
drink, and it is. He's talking about football, then if it goes on, he said, that's why we added B vitamins and guarana to give extra kick. Oh, we can also move with the arrow keys.
Okay.
So if we're searching for something special, we can...
Intended. Sir, guarana to give you an extra kick. Guarana to give you an extra kick.
We can hear it again. We can go letter by letter, so it gives you real...
So we can learn how to spell it.
Yeah.
Now... Essentially, you could save your shopping list, right?
Yeah,
if you took pictures of your food
yes.
that you bought, you could create a file called a shopping list file and save it to your... And then you could sort of check it off. Oh, I need this week, or I need
That's
that.
That's important, but you can get cooking instruction, you
yeah.
can get expiry dates, and what's most important, I mean, sometimes the medicines fall out of the box
yes,
and you don't know what
yes.
it is because the braille
yes.
is not on the medicine itself.
Yes.
It can be shot quickly, and even if it might be a bit blurry because it's very difficult, you know, if something which is not regular,
yes.
but you can listen the name and,
yes.
and you find out what it is.
So this is not dependent then on the UPC database, right? The Universal Price Code database?
No. That's important to sell. The first system, or the shooting system, will read directly on the object.
Uh-huh.
We are realizing a new function that will be able also to read the barcodes.
To read the barcodes.
And that's very important because they are universal. And if one is not on the universal database, you have the option to save a comment with your own voice. So you can say, this is my preferred CD.
Uh-huh.
So that
uh-huh.
you can find it easily at the second time.
Wow.
So it works.
Now, how far? I'm going to go back here and
yeah.
sit down so that we can be more at the same level here. How far away from, let's say, you mentioned earlier that one application of this is you get to the bus stop.
Yeah.
And you could shoot the once you find that sign that gives the timetable, you could shoot that and read it back. How far away do you have to be from something like a bus stop sign?
So if the object is small, mm-hmm. It's very simple because we say that every five fingers of fate, mm-hmm. you do have to have a palm of distance.
Okay.
When it's something bigger, you would just step half foot away,
mm-hmm.
and then you would try it. And the system is able to tell you whether you're too near, and he will tell you, please go backwards, and so you can shoot another picture. Of course, you should first try if you take the C recognizer with simple objects, and mm-hmm. then within 3 days you'll be able to shoot anything.
Sure. I mean, it's just yeah. a question of getting used to it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's important. C recognizer is not only an OCR system. The OCR is done. It is done well. It can be done with a scanner. If you want to shoot books, we have a kind of vertical cube. I would say that's like a tripod that holds the camera mm-hmm. up so that it looks directly into the books. And you can shoot them very easily, and the part in the middle, which is very rounded, is recognized with no problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the UMPC, we've got also an application that teaches you to write, and it's, let's say, writing recognition. You can write either... I don't know what's the name, either the big letters or...
Uppercase or lowercase?
Yes, or yeah. you can write like a signature or only the...
Cursive or print?
That's it, cursive
yeah.
or print.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. My
yeah.
English is not perfect.
Yeah. Oh, your English is a lot better than my Italian, so don't worry about that. So, could we demonstrate that? Maybe I could write something?
Yes.
Is that? Can we do that? People will hear how horrible... I thought I had pretty good writing until today.
No.
Then I learned that I don't.
I'm launching the application,
okay.
So here you have it.
All right, I have it.
And you need a small pen.
I have this little stylus. And right around here on the
yeah.
screen?
Okay.
I'm going to try... Oh, I didn't even do that.
No, it's okay.
Okay, all right, here I go. Oh, I made an album! Okay, now let's see if I can do an A.
Here, yeah.
M2.
Okay, we try to go on.
Okay.
NSA.
Oh, dear. I think this is not my career. Now, why don't you do it? Why don't you write,
yeah.
Write Marco?
I will try. I'll just write...
Hello.
Hello. Wow.
And yeah, cursive can be done very easily. It does not need to be trained.
Uh-huh.
It's just working.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Yes?
Well, I was just thinking another use for this device might be for people who can't speak.
Yes, it's like a communicator.
Yeah, like a communications board. Yeah, yeah. But how does this apply to a blind person? Why did you do this? Why did you add this feature?
Well, we discovered about this talking to some friends in Italy. One of these friends, as you probably told already, is a politician, and he was blind since his birth, and he can't write very properly, and said, it's embarrassing for me when
yeah.
I have to sign a document, and I'm not sure of what I can do. I'd like to learn writing. So this system gives him the freedom and the possibility to be sure of what he is writing.
That's fabulous. And I see it has a lot of use for children in
yes,
school. You know, even though we're blind, we still need to know how to sign our name. We need to know maybe how to write numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and those
sure,
things come in handy.
Yes, a lot of people can do it with no problems, but others that have difficulties
yeah.
should be put in the condition to learn.
Well,
no
I thought I had no problem. Clearly, that is not the case. So, describe, you have kind of options if once this is marketed in the States, and I know you're interested in finding dealers, etc. So what kinds of, what are the packages that people can buy? And I'm not going to ask you price points because I know you don't know them yet in terms of sort of, you know, the actual costs and adding the state's taxes and Italy's taxes and so
That's
on.
That's the point, because euro is very high at the moment, and we are looking towards a politics that can help the dollar and the change. So we've got mainly four packages, but let's say we've got either the software only, which means you can install the software on your own PC.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a scanner, which can be any scanner, mm-hmm. and the camera, which must be a compatible camera.
Okay, and you're using a Nikon?
At the moment, yes.
Okay.
But the camera is a very good one, so we should not spare on the camera.
Do you know how many megapixels the camera is?
Yeah, the cameras can be, let's say, the best result are obtained up from 5 up to 10.
Okay.
This one you're using is 7.
Okay.
And that's the software-only version. And then we have a bundle which contains the UMPC, which is the small PC, which is really fantastic for people that go to school, because they have all in this small box and they do not need to bring around anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that we give a UMPC, a camera, a scanner, and two dongle keys, one for the UMPC and one for the computer at home.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we give other accessories which go from the USB hub to this cube to take pictures of books. Then we have other options like, let's say, a Bougie grabber.
Uh-huh.
That's a device with which you can read the BIOS of or any inaccessible screen of every computer.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me stop. Make sure we heard this correctly. What you're saying is that as an option, you have a device that would enable a blind person to have access to the BIOS of their PC.
Yes, that's great. Of course, you need to know a bit of computers because that's how to move.
Sure.
It won't tell you what you have to do.
Yeah.
But what you do, you basically connect the VGA output of any computer directly to the C recognizer, and then every time you shoot a picture, you can know what's going on the screen.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, it works. You can even shoot directly from an LCD screen, but this is more difficult, it's more tricky.
So when we lose our screen reader and we don't know what's going on our PC, we could then try to shoot the screen and have the recognizer read it to us.
Yeah, that's great. That's particularly good for technician or for people who want to work as a technician, because it gives you real freedom of knowing what's going on.
Well, I remember once being in a hotel, and I used to be in sales, and I traveled extensively, and my little IBM computer that I had at that time would not boot up, and IBM couldn't help me because I couldn't tell them what was on the screen. I mean, and so they suggested I go down to the front desk and ask, and I wasn't about to do that, so this would have been valuable to me. And I think it also, as you say, is valuable to blind technicians. It gives a whole level, an additional level of capability, doesn't it?
Yeah, we want this device to be used in work so that new position can be available, and we strongly believe in it.
Why would I need a scanner if I have the camera? Why do I get both of them in the bundle?
That's mainly because a lot of people have been used to use a scanner as everyday life. So it's good that you have it there. And then because sometimes with books with complex layouts may give higher results on a scanner.
And your scanner, is that a USB scanner?
That's it. So you need to plug any power adapter with it.
Uh-huh.
It gets its power directly from the UMPC if you connect it to it. And it can be opened, let's say, 180 degrees. Which means if you have a very big book, you can just slide it on top and it will read it with no problems.
Wow, very cool.
There's a lot of more things I would like to talk about. There is no time. I would just tell you that there is also enlarging functions. We're working on voice command functions so that you can tell open C recognizer shoot and he will do it automatically.
and there's a lot more to come. A glare function that will tell you if the picture is bad because there's a glare. And okay, I hope you have the chance to discover a lot more.
Wow. And what about currency recognition?
Currency is normally thought so that it cannot be photocopied or photographed.
Okay.
So it's quite difficult. We're working on this. There is a module which we want to integrate. We had no big request about this in Italy because in Italy the euro is very easy to distinguish. They're very different in size.
Well, unfortunately, in the United States, we are currently in a lawsuit to make our paper currency more accessible. So that we don't have to rely on devices to tell us that. But let's just wrap up one more time. Tell people what's in the UMPC, the size of the disk drive, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So we make sure they get that.
So we said hard disk, it goes from 40 to 100 gigabytes. RAM goes from 1 to 2 gigabytes. Processor from 800 megahertz up to 1.5. You've got Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, Ethernet, external VGA port to use it as a video enlarger, USB ports, optional DVB. On the new one, you've got also the GPS feature, so you can use it as a navigator in the city. There is a lot more to come.
Wow.
You can have the radio embedded in it, and I can go on for ages. You've got a keyboard. The keyboard can optionally be a new Bluetooth one, so you don't need to plug the USB cable every time. There is really a lot to come. A touch screen, if you're setting for it, you can use the C recognizer with bipresional IOs in colors, so you get colored areas on the screen.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's
very
useful.
Nice.
That's useful. So that's it. You should take your time and try it, because I would be really happy to make a try.
Well, Marco, I wish you well with this device.
Thanks.
And as I leave, I'm going to steal it and take it home. And you'll never miss it because it's so small. Would that I could. Anyway, I really wish you well with the device. And again, to contact Marco, you can send an email to info@itex.info. I'm Marlena Lieberg. This has been a joy to present this interview. Marco is a delightful person, and thank you for being with us on ACB Radio.
Thank you.
This is Marlena Lieberg, and we are standing in the exhibit hall. It's Saturday morning at about a little after 10. And I'm visiting with Christina King from Bookshare. And Christina, welcome to ACB Radio.
Thank you.
I understand you're a little bit new to Bookshare.
Yes, new with Bookshare. I'm the Education Program Manager, which is a new initiative. We received a 5-year federal grant to expand our services to all students, K through university. So that's going to be my main goal in the upcoming years, is to expand Bookshare access to all print disabled K through university.
So this is going to be a fabulous thing. I would imagine that you're also going to be working with publishers to get their e-texts and so forth. Exactly,
because a large part of our initiative is not only to serve the students, but serve them with what they need, and a lot of that's going to be textbooks. So it's also going to mean a lot of collections development, and developing relationships with publishers, with school districts, to make sure we're getting the teacher recommended the textbooks to these students. So yeah, we're going to be working real hard to develop those relationships with publishers.
Now, do you have a library background or an education background?
Ah. Working with learning disabled.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So Bookshare will then essentially become not just for blind people or visually impaired people, but for learning disabled and print handicapped?
So, well, no, it will still be for print disabled, but mm-hmm. in the learning disabilities, there's kind of a gray zone in terms of federal law.
Uh-huh.
But diagnoses like dyslexia, autism, some of the more organic diagnoses will fit in a category of learning disabled.
I see.
But it's still really for the blind, low vision, physically disabled. You know, and this is part of the Chafee Amendment, there are some requirements around having an IEP and
sure.
things like that.
Sure, sure. How do you plan to do outreach to, let's say, to the schools?
Sure. Well, so I will be, myself and Susie McKinnon, who's also an education program manager, we're literally going to split the states and do direct outreach to states at a district of, or Department of Education level, and then down to the local school districts. And it's going to be a mix, really. It's going to depend on how the educational systems work in each state, you know, how special education is structured in each state. So we'll be making that direct contact. We'd like to do some webinars. So those webinars could be provided to teachers.
Yeah.
Attending school meetings, conferences, doing one-on-one trainings. You know, a lot of outreach through our website. So it's going to be a mix, and it's a big, fun project for us, and
certainly big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will there be some steps taken to ensure that as many books as possible will also be available in BRF files to allow students to download them and read them on Braille note takers, etc.?
Absolutely. I mean, that's our standard, is that all the books are available in DAISY, BRF, and then, you know, in general compatible with most assistive technologies. We just actually announced a deal with Don Johnson Read Out Loud product, which will offer even more capabilities in terms of screen reader settings, manipulations, note taking. It's going to expand what students who are print disabled will be able to do with the textbooks. So, and that's hopefully will be out at the end of the summer, at the beginning of the new school year, and that will be free for any member.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
There are many of us who are very strong Braille advocates, and
mm-hmm.
we're very, very concerned that the children coming up today, particularly in mainstream settings, are not getting, A, they're not getting strong Braille education, and B, they're not being encouraged to use that Braille. And so I'm hoping that perhaps Bookshare can sort of jump on the Braille bandwagon. Here in California, and you probably know this, but the Braille Institute does a Braille challenge.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
And the students actually win prizes and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a question that you have an answer to, I'm sure, but I'm just putting the thought out there that
sure.
I would love, as a Braille user, to see Bookshare get involved in some Braille initiative like that.
You know, I think Bookshare started and was founded sort of with a lot of support from the blind community.
Yes, yes.
And we actually currently have a couple blind staff who use their Braille readers. So I think it's part of our core values and mission, and I think we're always going to offer that BRF option. And I would, you know, I think we'd love to be invited to some of these Braille-sponsored initiatives and events. I think we'd be really interested in that. So,
do you know approximately how many books are now in the collection at Bookshare?
36,000.
Whoa!
That's
fabulous.
It's what I'm hearing. I am new with Bookshare, but what I am hearing is that's the largest collection really in the world.
Wow.
Where BRF, you know, is as a possibility. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for your time, Christina, and I wish you well on your job.
Thank you.
I'm sure that our Main Menu team will be contacting you from time to time.
Great.
I think it's something that we'd really like to keep up with and offer you the opportunity for publicity.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
From CSUN 2008 in the exhibit hall, this is Marlena Lieber for ACB Radio. This is Marlena Lieberg, and I'm standing in the exhibit hall for the CSUN 2008 convention, and it's in the afternoon now, and I've gone around and seen quite a few things, but I would say one of the most unique things that I've seen here is something that we covered the workshop a bit the other day on, and I've actually spent some time using and getting to know, and that's the Ultra Cane. And I have Pamela with me. Hello, Pamela.
Hello there, Marlena.
Welcome to ACB Radio.
Oh, hello there. Hi, everybody.
Yes, and you're from across the pond.
Absolutely, we are, yes. We're from the United Kingdom, and we're from the north of the United Kingdom.
Oh, and what's the name of the company?
The name of the company is Sound Foresight Limited.
Sound, and it's Foresight.
That's correct, Marlena. That's correct.
Sound Foresight. Now, I just want to share with listeners, we did cover your workshop the other day, but as I said earlier, I have since then had some experience going up and down and around in the exhibit hall. And one of the things that I noticed about the Ultra Cane is you can really relax your arm, can't you, when you use it?
You certainly can, Marlena. When the handle was made, it was made to be ergonomically friendly, so that yes, you can relax your arm down and you can take smaller sweeps. So that's
this
another
lady
advantage
here is
of the
you.
Ultra Cane, because you're taking that 2 or 4 meter range with you, and so therefore, like you said, you've been all around exhibition hall on a couple of occasions, and you have used the Ultra Cane and been very, very relaxed.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I was just using it now, and I know you were watching, and someone cut me off. Now, we're in a carpeted room, so you don't hear the footsteps, and I wasn't using the guide dog. I was just using the Ultra Cane, and somebody obviously was not looking where he was going, cut me off, and all of a sudden, the cane just really let me know by a very strong vibration in my thumb that in fact stopped. Something happened. And I tell you, that really made a believer of me that it really could warn me. And I knew it was a person because I got both the lower vibration and the upper vibrating button on my thumb went off at the same time. Is that typical of how it would behave if someone...
It certainly is, yes, and I'm sure that in your room, in your walking life, you're going to come across people like that are very, very busy, full of people and don't watch what they're doing. But like you said, the Ultra Cane, it came into force straight away. The upper and the lower sensor kicked in and obviously flipped off straight away when that guy went past you.
And there are two sensors, and the one that's closer to the tip of your thumb sees basically from your waist down, and the one that's closer toward the base of your thumb sees from the waist up. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. That's a very good way of describing
uh-huh.
it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you have to have your thumb on both of those tactile buttons, because otherwise, Marlena, you're going to miss some valuable information.
Uh-huh.
So it's important that your listeners know that when the thumb is placed over those tactile lines, that they're covering them both.
Okay. And what happens
if we dropped the cane. Say we're walking down the street, we're going at a good clip, and we hit an obstacle or we hit a crack in the sidewalk, and the cane goes flying out of your hand.
Okay, well, I think we covered this the other day, Marlena. It's got a quick release safety strap on there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously if that's on your wrist and you undo, the cane does get snagged in any way. That quick release has got a clip there. I'll just see if you can hear that.
Yep.
And it will go away. So at least you're the one that's going to be safe. Okay, so your cane's gone down on the floor. Yeah, I can understand that. But your main priority, you're the one that's going to be safe. Does that explain that one?
Yes.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
And it takes two AA batteries.
Two AA batteries, which you can buy off any superstore shelf, garage, or local corner shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if the batteries die, we still have the cane, right?
You still have your white cane because you've got your white cane, like you say, yes.
Mm-hmm. One question that I thought of at lunchtime today that I hadn't asked you, and I've asked Pamela lots of questions here over the last couple of days. If I am using my ultra cane and I'm trailing a wall, and so I've turned my wrist just slightly so that I can sense the vibration of the wall and trail the wall, but I'm looking for my hotel room, and the doors are a little bit recessed. Will I be able to count those doors with the vibration?
Yes, you certainly will, Marlena, because like I say, you will be in effect shorelining, and you will notice you've got a gap. So your vibration might be a little bit intermittent.
I see. All right.
Yes, you're going to be shorelining with your cane, going along, and then at some point the vibration will not be as intense. And you know that's a doorway. And if you carry on, that will happen.
Sure. So you could count them in.
Okay.
So there's no more of this sort of banging our canes along the wall as we go and wake people up at 3 in the morning. Clang, clang, clang.
I don't think I'd recommend that the ultra cane was used for that. The one thing I will say, and it's very, very common with a white cane user from the transition from the white cane to the ultra cane, is there still is a tendency to actually feel what's there.
Yeah.
That's very, very normal. We have customers that are doing that all the time, but it's normal. You just want to know what is it, what's there.
Sure.
And eventually that just stops. You stop doing it. You just think, well, I've got all the information on it. Why the hell do I need to know if it's a chair?
That's right. It's a thing. Let's just go around it.
Just go around it and move on. Yeah.
Much like what you do with the guide dog. The guide dog just walks you around something and you don't care what it is.
No, you don't want to know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, now if my listeners want more information, do you have a website?
We certainly do, Marlena. That is www.ultracane.com. And you spell ultracane, ultracane. www.ultracane.com.
All right. And what is the cost of the ultra cane in U.S. dollars?
The cost of the ultra cane in U.S. dollars, Marlena, is $985.
All right.
Don't forget we've had an offer on with $100 off. So should any of your listeners decide to go ahead, and obviously, as we know you have, then we will give them the $100 off too.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if they just let you know that they heard this on ACB radio,
that's correct.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for doing that.
That's no problem.
And finally, what is the warranty on the Ultra Cane?
It's a 1-year warranty, Marlena.
All right. And then are we able to buy any service plans after the 1 year?
You can. You can buy an extra year or an extra 2 years warranty. Yes.
All right. Perfect. Well, Pamela, you were nervous about this interview and you were a star.
I don't think so for 1 minute. I'm shaking like a leaf.
you were at
You know where I'm holding the ultracane.
That's right. She's got the cane in her hand. She said, I can't do this interview without the cane in my hand.
No. And I was so nervous with Stevie yesterday. And oh, wow. There you go.
There you go.
I had a great time and I met some great people. And that includes you, Marlene.
Well, thank you, Pamela.
No, thank you.
Well, we will look forward to hearing more about the ultracane. And thanks for joining us on ACB Radio.
Thank you very much. And it's been great to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For ACB Radio at the 2008 CSUN Conference, this is Marlena Lieber.